You're listening to SBS News.
New parents Lauren and Alex Avery were surprised to see so many cameras at the Royal Children's Hospital this morning. They were even more surprised to learn they were there for a press conference due to racist behaviour towards nurses and doctors.
I understand the concern about the virus. I don't understand the concern about specific
people
having that virus based on how they look.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
But some parents have made that very assumption about some staff members at the hospital. It's become such a concern, the hospital's director of emergency medicine, Dr. Stuart Lewina, addressed it publicly.
The case came to our attention a week ago when a staff member alerted to the fact that parents of a child she was treating made a comment to her that they weren't comfortable with her treating their child due to the risk of coronavirus. And it was clear that message was sent on the basis of her race.
The hospital says it stepped in and the staff member continued to treat the child. Three more staff at the hospital have since come forward saying the same thing happened to them. That's shocked Dr. Lewina.
We've highlighted that maybe it's more of an issue than we had anticipated. I expect it's also occurring in other settings in healthcare throughout Victoria and around Australia. And again, this is an opportunity to send that message that we don't accept that.
Victorian Health Minister Jenny Mikarkos says she's heard another report from a different Victorian hospital of a patient refusing to sit next to another patient because they were Asian in appearance.
Fear and anxiety around this coronavirus is not an excuse for racist behaviour. We will not tolerate it here in our public hospitals. People cannot pick and choose the doctors and the nurses that will attend to them.
Staff at the Royal Children's Hospital have been provided with scripts to handle this kind of racism should it happen again. The scripts tell staff to acknowledge the stress and paranoia parents might be feeling around coronavirus, but make it clear their comments are unacceptable. There have been 23 confirmed cases of the virus in Australia. 7 of those are in Victoria. The state's chief health officer, Brett Sutton, says it's inevitable that number will climb, but when it does, our hospitals are ready.
I am very happy that we've had literally dozens of people working on this full-time, long hours, working very hard and working in close collaboration with our health services. I want planning to be an ongoing process because we don't know how this will evolve and we need to see what the circumstances will be as Australia is affected more significantly, and we need to be adaptable.
Rachel Carey, SBS News.